From the architectural diagrams Vin had provided, he knew he was on the same floor as the minister's office, though he was on the opposite side of the facility. Unfortunately, his access point had been limited by the surrounding buildings. There weren't any structures tall enough on the other side of the ODCC for him to get high enough to use the zipline. With the facility still in lockdown, however, he didn't have to worry about any guards patrolling the area. The door leading from the office and out into the hall was locked. He could tell by the blinking red light above the small access panel on the side. As he approached, the panel began to blink yellow as the security system automatically scanned his badge. He leaned forward, bringing his eyes only a few centimeters away from the panel to let it scan the contact lenses he'd slipped in before the mission. The lenses didn't affect his vision, but they mimicked the retinal pattern of Captain Pressick. The light above the panel switched from yellow to green, and the door slid open. Theron poked his head into the hall, looking both left and right, but seeing no one. He stepped into the hall and moved quickly to the door at the far end that would lead him into the adjacent wing. Once again, he let the system read his badge and scan his eyes, and the door's status changed from red to yellow to green before it slid open. On the other side were two guards sitting casually on the floor of the hall, idly passing the time as they waited for the lockdown to end. They glanced up in surprise as Theron stepped through the door. Seeing his captain's uniform, their first instinct was to scramble to their feet and stand at attention. But even though Theron was dressed like an officer, there were too many other things that didn't add up. The lockdown was only a few minutes old. It was too soon for the emergency response team to already be on the third floor. Plus, he should have been coming from the other direction, working his way up from the main floor and the front entrance. Finally, Imperial officers carried blasters, not backpacks and assault rifles. All of this passed through their heads in a fraction of a second, and though they were already reaching for their weapons as they started to stand, the momentary delay gave Theron time to mow them down. As he stood over the bodies of the two soldiers, Theron knew he'd have to be more cautious from this point forward. At some point, this pair would be expected to check in, and when they didn't, the other guards would know something was wrong. It was also possible someone had heard the sound of the shots, and though the lockdown kept them from investigating, they'd be alert and on guard from this point on. He wasn't going to come through any more doors to find his enemies lounging on the floor. The corridor he was in took a 90-degree turn to his right before coming up against another sealed door. This time, Theron was more careful, crouching low to the side of the door as he slipped his backpack off and set his assault rifle on the floor beside him. He dug around until he found what he wanted, a pair of detonators, then leaned in and let the scanner read his retinal signature.